going on. Hold on. I hope not, because I haven't done my hair. Hold on.
Hey, how are you?
Mr. Bernstein?
Yes.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
How you doing?
Hi.
We're here for two things.
Okay.
You had called 911.
Correct.
And we were wanting to make sure everybody was okay about that.
Yeah.
So what happened with that? Do you need some kind of
Yesterday,
services?
Yesterday, I was advised by Federal Judge John Robert Blake of the Illinois Northern District Federal Court.
Okay.
Father wrote the RICO code. To contact 911 after I gave him a complaint information that I got a call on the 11th at 4 a.m. from an attorney, Candace Schwager, who's a Texas licensed attorney who was representing my children, telling us that because of whistleblowing efforts we're doing here, where we've now got attorneys being arrested, possibly their notary was arrested for forging estate documents. Also, yesterday exposed the judge for some serious problems he's having in this, so he might now be...
But they asked you to call 911 for that.
He advised me. Would you like me to print up the letter?
You got a letter?
Yeah.
Really?
An order from a judge.
Wow. Interesting.
Would you like to see it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sure.
Second thing is that they want to talk to me about. Hold on. I want to give them the actual order. Of course, my printer's got to be 10 times slower than normal. If I lose you guys, call back on myself.
All right, this is if a third-party defendant, you, self,
correct,
feels that he's in immediate life-threatening danger, you have to call 911.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's why you called 911 today?
Correct.
And what life-threatening danger are you in today?
On 4/11, I got a call from an attorney telling me that
what threatening
at 4 a.m.
Are you today? Today's May 5th.
It's every day. Since
so you got a call every day that you're in life-threatening danger each day?
I got a call that I needed to note. You want her letter to me, or what was said in that letter? It's written by an attorney stating what happened on 4/11 at my home to get my kids protected by state and federal agents immediately. Our lives were in danger. So I've reported it to two people, and the judge knows all this, so he's fully aware and cognizant.
Okay.
And I reported it to the sheriff, who's investigating several elements of what's going on. So he has that.
Well, the 911 is about immediate, like right now.
So there was nothing.
The second,
you saw nothing.
Something,
we don't know when
something
it's
happening.
We don't know. I don't know what the danger is, except
okay.
that I'm advised by the counsel.
I see your
to
point.
See, okay.
I see your point. But
okay.
I'm
more
panicked.
I
would
understand. This is serious.
No doubt.
I'm going into courts with these people right now.
I would understand that if you encounter an immediate problem at your home, someone banging down the door, someone...
You would need to call 911.
You would call 911.
Right.
Not necessarily call 911 for a letter that you received. You see what I'm saying? It's slightly different. Do you understand the difference?
Well, I know he's the one advising me that if I feel...
Right.
Like, he knows what's going on.
Right. Right.
So you want to contact him?
The danger is an issue of immediacy, not that you have a letter and that you have an ongoing issue.
Right.
That you have an issue right this second that you need police to come and help me right this second. There's someone trying to harm me or myself.
Police to definitely know that people may be willing to harm me. I don't know how. My dad is alleged to have been poisoned. There was a coroner's report. He came back with 3 elevated heavy metals, arsenic, triple. So I don't know how they were planning on killing me. I didn't get that kind of information. I couldn't call them and say, how are you trying to murder me?
I see your point.
So I don't know if they're going to kill my kids out here next. They're very connected judges and lawyers in this town, and they're in a whole world of shit, and they're all in trouble, and it's been reported to a federal judge.
Okay.
Could
we keep that? Is that something we could keep? You want to hang on to that for the 911 thing?
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll
just put that in the file that this is why he's called 911 today.
Right.
And that would
correct.
That would help us out that way.
And what, Kevin?
You also got a bomb.
I also had a bomb in my car.
That was the other thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Who's this gentleman?
Kevin Hall.
And who is he?
He's a consultant, former attorney of mine. So.
Okay.
There's also another gentleman on the phone, Pat Hanley. He works on a federal RICO case with me in New York, that he's a related case to a whistleblower in New York.
The other reason why we're here does not involve them or that issue. It involves this lady that is involved in DCF.
Hi, what's DCI?
Department of Children and Families.
Okay.
It's child welfare.
Okay.
So we'd like to talk with you about your children.
Okay.
You want to do this outside in the rain?
Yeah. What's going on?
Okay.
We received a report with concerns for your kids.
Hi.
It came in completely anonymous.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have to do this inside, sir.
No.
We're out in the rain.
I'll go in the cars.
Well, it's kind of awkward. You want to go in stand in the garage at least, so we're out of the rain?
No. If I didn't want you to come here, I would have come to your office. I don't want you to go in my home, so, okay, so we can either pick it up at your office or whatever. Okay, so, what do you got?
We could do whatever you think is right.
I don't know, but I do need to see all of the kids. I need to see them.
I'm out here at Earth School.
Okay, because went by the schools and Joshua and Daniel were not at school.
When?
Today.
We just came from the school.
Are they missing?
They're not attending the school.
What?
They're not attending.
Hold on, one moment. They're not attending. What school did you go to?
Omni and Spanish River.
Oh, that's scary. Somebody filed a child service complaint on me or something?
I'm here with you, though.
That's what addresses the 911.
Yes, exactly. So what? Yeah.
I'm going to just call my wife, because I don't know if she's picked them up or whatever.
Okay.
She lives with you?
Hi, I've got some officers here, and Child Services was called by some anonymous party called Child Services. They just asked where the kids are. I told them at school. They're saying they went to the schools, and the kids aren't there.
Okay, I'm on my way home right now.
Well, wait, where are the kids? Where's Danny? They said he's not at Omni.
Danny got hit in the head yesterday at practice.
Okay, he's home? Hello?
What?
Is Danny home right now?
Yes, he's had a headache this morning.
Oh, okay.
All right,
so I can get him. Where's Josh? They went to Spanish River, and Josh said he's not at school.
Well, did he go at lunchtime?
Did you go at lunchtime?
We don't.
11:30, 12.
Okay, well, that's like, okay, next time.
Okay, so he probably should be there.
Right,
okay, don't panic. It's fine. Hold on one sec. Okay, let me go get this shit. Danny, you gotta come outside. Some officers want to talk to you real quick. So put on some clothes. They're outside the front door. Danny is on.
Oh, great. But thank you.
There you go.
What's the allegation?
That's a big sigh.
You know, your son is.
That was. I actually just had
was
a new heart attack.
No,
was he playing baseball or something last night?
That's why I suggested that.
Oh, he's lacrosse. I heard
they're all
must
three
have been.
Lacrosse.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's why I said that.
Okay. Yeah. You noticed my heart.
Yes, I can appreciate your position.
Especially.
I think appreciate your position.
Danny, say hello to the officers.
Hey, Danny. How are you, buddy?
Hi.
You can shake hands with them all.
Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Danny.
Nice to meet you.
They want to ask you some questions.
All right.
You need a little privacy, or
yeah, that would probably be best.
You know, can we talk to Danny alone for a moment?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe we should review the allegations with
okay.
you first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Should I step him back inside?
Yeah, just have him just stand right inside.
All right. Go back inside.
Thanks, Danny.
All right. The mother and father are using drugs and alcohol. The parents are using marijuana and prescription narcotics. There are concerns that the father is not in a good mental state when he is under the influence of drugs and alcohol. The father is delusional and makes all types of erratic statements towards the children. The father believes that he will be murdered or poisoned. He also believes that his car will be bombed. The father makes excuses on why the children can't attend a certain school. The father threatens the children and tells them things about their grandparents being murdered. The mother and father were being supported by the paternal grandparents who have since passed away. The grandmother passed in 2010, the grandfather in 2012. The mother and father do not work, and it is unknown how they are supporting their family or drug habits. The father tends to blame a lot of things on money. In the past, the father was admitted to a psychiatric hospital.
So I've never been admitted to a psychiatric hospital.
There are allegations. Please understand
yeah,
that.
I understand. My kids are fine. You can interview them. I've just given you support of what I've claimed. There are federal claims. I am in several lawsuits. I am pursuing very powerful people, and that's obviously some part of some kind of smear campaign. My kids are perfectly healthy. They did get pulled out of St. Andrew's School when the lawyers who were accusing of serious crimes, forgery, and fraud. I advise you call Andrew Panzer of the Palm Beach County Sheriff. He'll also be able to tell you that my claims are very real, that people have been arrested, that there are serious allegations going on. So whoever that is obviously made some claims. But however, my kids can be interviewed, you can talk to them, all those kind of wonderful things. I've never had any problems with anybody. I've never been in trouble. I've never been arrested. So I don't know what all those claims are, just obvious. More of this possible danger that I'm talking about.
Okay. Are you on any medications?
Nope. Zero.
Do you smoke marijuana?
No.
Get their business cards, Elliot.
Can I have everybody's business cards?
Yeah, I have one in the car. Is your wife on any medications?
No.
I got.
Does your wife smoke marijuana?
No.
So, you're saying that there's like a bunch of stuff going on with the attorneys and people are getting in trouble. Like, what, can you explain like a little bit what it is?
Yeah, my parents died. Okay. My mom died in 2010.
Okay.
My father died in 2012.
Okay.
We've now found that the documents used in the estates and trusts were forged.
Okay.
And fraudulently notarized and deposited with the court by attorneys at law Robert Tesher and Donald Spolina. Tesher and Spolina then had to resign as executors and co-trustees. They're under investigation with Andrew Panzer at the Palm Beach County Sheriff in an ongoing investigation. On the day my dad died, my brother and my sister, who probably are making these reports, these false reports, contacted the Palm Beach County Sheriff and ordered a murder investigation. I can give you that filing. That led to a coroner's investigation, which when we just got back a few weeks ago, months ago, the coroner's report, it had triple the level of arsenic that's required to be reported, cadmium over the reportable level, and I think...
This is about your dad.
Yes, it is, sir. And a drug, I believe, called PPT or something. It's an environmental hazard. I can provide those reports to you at your request. Andrew Panzer has a lot of information. Now, there's also a big chunk of stolen materials. You can call a gentleman, Brian O'Connell. He's now the new PR after the frauders got thrown out of the court. He's just become aware that an entire condominium of my mother's on the ocean, all of the personal property that was supposed to be stored at my dad's house, was ordered for re-inventory by the judge. We just went to re-inventory, it's all gone. So we're about to, I also have a stolen jewelry and theft report that's ongoing with the Palm Beach County Sheriff, Andrew Panzer. I've filed for whistleblower protection. I've put this into a federal court. I've filed, we have five ongoing cases in the estate right now. Now here's an interesting one you're gonna like that'll go to who's delusional here or not. My mother's estate was closed, and then we found that my father signed documents while dead, closed my mother's estate as the executor while dead, okay? Andrew's got all this stuff. Committed a massive fraud on the court, these lawyers, to change trust documents to block me out of my inheritance, which they've done to this point.
So why are they doing all that?
Well,
the estate is...
The estate could be worth several billion dollars. I have inventions that are worth what they call the holy grail of the digital imaging and video world. I have suspended patents pending federal investigations of fraud on the patent office. Okay, you can contact Harry I. Motes, the Director of Office of Enrollment and Discipline at the Patent Office, or his successor. I'm not sure if somebody just succeeded him. But my patents got suspended while the FBI and Patent Office investigated attorneys for committing fraud on the United States Patent Office. And my shareholders, but their big concern was the fraud on the actual patent office by the attorneys. This is what led to the car bombing in Boynton Beach.
That and the car bombing was against you?
Me, yeah.
And when was that?
No, I think 2006. My wife will have all the specific dates.
Nothing recent?
Well,
recent, like within the last year or so?
No.
Okay.
No, no, no. This is an ongoing, very serious case going on right now. If you're watching, the two most powerful men in New York just went down, it'll all relate to me in a minute. So you'll see how this all is working. These people are also working on those same elements of the criminal elements of what's going on in my life. So, you know, what I look at that is they're under a lot of pressure right now. Obviously, a lawyer feels that my life is in danger. This is more of this harassment, so I want whoever did that to, you know, if you can't tell me and it's private, at some point...
We don't even know. It came in completely anonymously.
Okay. Okay, so, well, that's too bad. We can't even get
the system.
You can't get... That's not beautiful.
Well, it was tongue-in-cheek.
Okay, we can give you a ton of people who will tell you that our kids are totally safe. We love our kids. Our kids are perfectly normal. They've never had an incident in school. None of them are involved in anything that, you know, is bad. So, let's see. Any other parts of the complaint you want me to address?
Billy, can I just get your birthday, please?
And I got 3063. Ivan is my middle initial, and it's Elliot, E-L-I-O-T-1-L-1-T.
E-L-I-O-T.
Correct.
Do you or your wife work?
I work right now on preserving my patents and trying to protect the estate interest for my kids, which is millions of dollars being sold. By the way, all this, a bunch of this money relates directly to the Stanford Ponzi. And so the money transferred into Oppenheimer and J.P. Morgan, along with some of the agents on some of the brokers, mm-hmm. went with the money from Stanford to Oppenheimer, who I'm suing right now in the estate cases. I have countersuits that pretty much fill in all the blanks. So all those claims are before courts right now, mm-hmm. so you can go validate okay. that I'm not telling you, you know, whatever. That complaint's ridiculous. Okay. My kids are fine. And
does your wife work?
Well, we did, okay. and the company we worked for was shut down kind of by the estate, so we lost our jobs there.
Okay.
And that's okay. I mean, we basically get by, and people have been helping us, so, you know, there's, you know, unless you want to give us some money. We can always use some. Hold on one sec. Pat?
No.
Okay. Can you call me back on my house phone?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, okay, what other questions?
Are you willing to take a drug screen?
No. I'm not giving anybody anything right now.
That's
what's going on.
I thought of that too, but
things can get manipulated. We're dealing with a lot of fraud, fraudulent documents. I'm taking on very powerful people.
I see your point.
Right. Hi, Pat. They just asked if I take a drug screening. I declined for the obvious reasons that we know. So, just wanted you to know that. Okay. Anything else?
Just need to talk to your son, and if you can just show me where the
kids
sleep.
Is that private, or should I get him an attorney at this point? I'd like to get him counsel if he's going to be interviewed.
It's up to you.
Okay, do you provide counsel?
Do I provide counsel?
Yeah.
No.
Well, we're going to have a problem because I have trouble getting counsel on Florida. So that's going to be interesting. How does that normally happen?
What?
That you interview a child.
Oh, I mean, typically I just ask them questions about themselves.
In my presence?
I mean, we usually do it separate. We do separate
like
interviews.
Without counsel.
No, we don't object and don't consent to that one.
No, I know. Right, I would accept that.
So far, I haven't heard any allegations that BCNI would require anything to be done otherwise.
So we'll give you a quick.
Right.
Okay, so you've got the position.
I think that the court is out here. They know that you work on a daily basis, having to respond to everyone that's trying to steal your inheritance and your state of
that. Right, and I'm trying to prevent another kind of crime, so. I believe they can figure all this out by looking at what's going on.
Right. And isn't there's like a fire inspector's report of a fire car bomb?
Yeah, Inspector
Rick Lee. They can't verify this information if they want to verify the information. They can verify anything through the USPTO with Harry Motes. They can verify with the Office of Inspector General.
Lady's going to come out of that door in a second.
She's
going to come out that door and she's going to not think you're behind it, so. I need to grow a little bit.
So they were going to come visiting, notwithstanding your 9/11 call.
They're obviously reacting to everything going on, the federal complaints that they're trying, whatever this hokey thing is. But, okay.
Still there.
What?
Are they still there?
Yeah. We're waiting for Candace to come out, and then we're going to try to figure out what's going on with the kids. If we do a FOIL on it, do we get the information who made that call? No way to get it, even with a federal judge?
I don't think so. It's completely confidential. And
a federal
honestly,
judge
it was
can
an
order?
Anonymous call that was made.
Okay.
The department has a certain period of time to determine
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, after the investigation is closed, you can retain a copy of the report, but it will not have the reporter information on it.
But I can give that to the federal judge, and he can start looking into what's going on, okay. Okay, so I got that, and we'll take care of that. So we'll let them conduct their investigation. If they want to interview the kids, if we're going to have to get counsel, I don't know how that's going to happen with what's going on with Florida counsel right now. Or they'll have to consent that I can be there and Candace can be there while they question our kids. I'm not letting them go in a dark room.
These people are very manipulative, Elliot, as you know.
Oh, well, we know whoever, you know, obviously filed it. But, okay. So, are we waiting for my wife? Okay. No, I know. I definitely see what we're pursuing now. When was the report made?
Yesterday.
So it was made after Blakey's order, obviously. And you can see he's taking it under advisement, not saying it's crazy. And the report is very serious stuff against big judges in town, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who's trying to set us up on what kind of nonsense, but...
Somebody shoved a $100 bill in the phone and did it anonymously. That's a great system we have.
Yeah.
Drop the dime on
somebody. Can I call anonymously and have all my people and just start this whole process and we just do this and nobody is culpable for making charges to these people?
Pretty much.
Really? Well, I'm not like that. I've got a commission. So. Right. No, I know. I see it. I see what's going on. So, okay. So, right.
Aren't you going to go back?
No, I'm fine.
You get your jacket? Yeah.
Right, do you have any record? Did you check if I've ever been admitted to a psychiatric hospital?
I mean, you would have to sign a release for me to get any type of records.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mind map, if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Due to the hostile nature of this, I would be very slow to give any consent of any manner, shape, or form.
Okay. I'm not going to, but... And then I'll position this all with the court. Can I get an incident report, copy, case number, all that? Because I'm going to be submitting it to court.
Yeah, I'll give you the
judges.
Case number, but we
okay.
Can't give out a copy of the
whatever
report
you
until
can
it's
give
closed.
Me. Yeah. Whatever you can give me.
Mm-hmm.
How many witch hunts do you go on for people just reporting somebody to get them in trouble or whatever and start some nightmare? You don't need any evidence. You don't need any supporting facts. You're saving. You just
yeah,
make
I mean, when
you.
Somebody calls and, you know, makes a complaint with concerns about child safety,
okay.
Like,
yeah.
You know, we have to come out.
Okay.
And typically what we do is we go over the allegations with parents. We address the allegations, talk about the kids, talk about you, parenting style, and see if there's any services that we can offer. And then we talk to the kids, we talk about school, what they like to do for fun, you know, what you guys do as a family together, who cooks and cleans at home, what kind of discipline, you know, if they do something bad, what happens.
They've never done anything bad in their whole lives. Are you a licensed social worker? Are you a licensed social worker?
I have certification through the state of Florida.
For?
To do child protective investigations.
She says certified child protection
investigator
with the state of Florida.
Do you have a
license number?
I have a bachelor's.
And the license number, you said?
Well, it's not a license, it's certification, but I do have like
a
badge
number. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you put that on the report?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get you,
you
a business
card
out of my car when we're done.
You give me a card?
It's on the same card.
This
little bit on the same card.
Can I? Are you coming?
Sorry.
somebody made an anonymous call.
What if I get on the overhang? I was going to let us get out of the rain, making us fall in the rain over here.
Absolutely, just somebody's statement that, you know, whatever she's going to tell you, that the kids, you're on drugs, I'm on drugs, we're making things up. There isn't four or five ongoing cases in Palm Beach County. Would you like the case numbers, by the way?
I mean, my primary concern is the children's safety.
Well, that's
so
what I'm saying. I mean, if you see the complaint, you'll see mm-hmm. that they actually are in danger because people forge documents to change their mm-hmm. inheritances and stuff and to cut them off financially to cause harm to us. So you're going to find out all that's real, real. Mm-hmm. And it's all documented real, real in courts right now that are ongoing, including a federal court, two federal courts, mm-hmm. three federal courts, actually. Mm-hmm. So this is real serious stuff. And so, yes, my kids are in danger. That's what I call the officers for, is because our family has been warned that people are doing crazy things to us. And we reported that to state and federal authorities and a federal judge who advised us to call 911, as you've seen. So those are all very real things going on, not hallucinations, not, you know, whatever. You should go look at the court cases and see, did lawyers forge and fraud documents to the court? Did Shirley Bernstein's estate get reopened mm-hmm. because her dead husband closed an estate while dead? That really happened. These are real serious criminal charges we're bringing against those people. Mm-hmm. And obviously this is some kind of retaliatory act that they're trying with basically no basis in truth.
All right, so this is a report that I got. The mother and father are using drugs and alcohol. The parents are using marijuana and prescription narcotics. There are concerns that the father is not in a good mental state when he is under the influence of drugs and alcohol. The father is delusional and makes all types of erratic statements towards the children. The father believes that he will be murdered or poisoned. He also believes that his car will be bombed. The father makes excuses on why the children can't attend a certain school. The father threatens the children and tells them things about their grandparents being murdered. The mother and father were being supported by the paternal grandparents who have since passed away. The grandmother passed in 2010, the grandfather in 2012. The mother and father do not work, and it is unknown how they are supporting their family or drug habits. The father tends to blame a lot of things on money. In the past, the father was admitted to a psychiatric hospital.
Oh, could you read back the car bombing part for us? The car has been bombed. You want to see where the pictures are of it?
Yes.
Go to www.
Yeah. These are just allegations.
Okay,
this www. Is what, yeah. So I'm reading this word for word.
Here, I'll show you the car bomb. Hold
on. These are their allegations. So.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, but this isn't a statement that I'm making. This
no,
is a
she's not making the statement. She was just reading what the other parties reported. But he's saying, show you that so you see that it's not a delusion. Right. I will. I'm going to right now. If my phone doesn't die, I'm going to go get your phone in case my phone does.
It's
a matter of fact. Matter of police record, the car was bombed.
Yes, the reports. It's at the FBI.
Were
okay, here's the car bomb, by the way. It blew up three cars next to it. If you think I'm delusional every time, every day, if you guys think I'm delusional, come over and start the car.
Do you have any history
we're scared
of
shitless
drug or alcohol
misuse?
Any history of treatment?
No. That's my car.
And where did that take place?
Boynton Beach.
And that was when?
2006. She's better with the dates. Would you like the fire inspector name who's handling it, the FBI agent?
May I see this?
Yeah. You want to see which one's mine? The minivan.
Why does it say danger, Will Robinson?
Warning, danger, Will Robinson.
I remember the robot, yeah. That looks like
it's my humor when somebody bombed my car. Meaning warning, danger, Will Robinson, it's dangerous to invent patents that your lawyers steal and then try to kill you for the last bunch of years. By the way, you should be asking why my parents were supporting us, because we are under danger. And that's all part of what's going on. So, and by the way, if you notice it in here, you can call. Did you see it? The investigator's name is here.
Let me
help a little bit. I understand you're concerned about following the letter of a law that suggests dial 911.
Right.
Okay. If you wanted to, in the future, document something,
right,
please call the non-emergency number. The 911.
I was just doing that because the federal judge.
I understand that. However, I think you do understand that 911 is an issue of immediacy. Right now, right this second, my family's being harmed. This second.
This is
not this second.
Okay. Well, okay. We don't know what second
you
is
know what
happen.
911. You know what 911 means.
Right.
Okay. So if you want to document something,
right,
call up and say, look, I just got this.
Is this incident going to be documented?
Yes.
Okay.
This document, I just got this, it says dial 911. My family's not in immediate danger per se, but I want to document that I got this.
They asked me to call you when I was
going to
meet
you. I know you understand common sense meaning 911.
But I followed the directive.
I understand that, but please realize 911 means immediate.
I want to call
and I know you know
how to knock on the door.
Yeah.
I get it.
The thing is that the.
I've never called 911 for a non-emergency.
And that's my point.
You don't need to go.
Excuse me. Can you please step out of my house, please?
Oh, I
no,
said,
I don't
get out of the rain.
Please. I don't care. Please. Out of the house, please.
Oh,
Candace.
Sorry.
I don't know. Please.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you for the kind offer to get out of the rain.
I'm sorry.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. I'm not being crude. I'm just being advised.
That's right. So, do you see what I mean about the 911?
I'm being advised.
Okay, let's carry on with Officer Giamenti.
Not being rude either.
No, I know.
Do you see what I mean about 911 versus wanting the documents?
Totally got it.
Okay. That's what we just want to make sure that, you know, the 911 is, hey, someone's breaking into my house right this second, come help. Versus, hey, I got a request to call.
Okay.
That's different.
Okay. All right.
At the 4 a.m. call, I should have called on the 11th.
Exactly.
But I contacted
back on
the
April
sheriff.
11th.
But so
right.
Right.
So you're getting right on that.
Yeah.
Right.
Do either of you have any mental health diagnosis?
No.
No.
Okay. So you guys are together or separate?
We are actually together and separate.
Oh.
To joint investigation.
Okay.
Your husband called 911 on the advice of a letter.
Hold on one second.
Versus.
The federal judge advised him.
Right.
Okay. Sorry.
Hold on
okay.
Versus. Maybe, you know, calling the non-emergency to document something.
Hello.
Okay.
We are here because of the allegation. So it kind of happened at one time.
Oh, it's simultaneously.
Just happened to come at one time.
Is this the owner?
Hi, yes.
Okay. What's your first name, by the way?
Elliot.
Hi, Elliot. The reason we're calling you, nothing official. We called to ask you a favor, Elliot.
No, I'm very busy right now. Can you guys call back later today? And we'll talk? Yeah, that's fine.
It must be the planets must be aligned in a certain way. Everything's right now. I mean,
DCF, everyone's
unbelievable.
Here.
Oh, you don't know how many people are here. More than you can imagine.
So you have.
I'm telling you, this is serious federal stuff going on right now.
Litigation that's highly contentious.
Right.
Okay, that's where I was just at the courthouse getting documents. Okay. Yeah. My primary concern is the allegations that are listed in this report. So I'm either proving or disproving that you guys are using drugs and alcohol. That's
okay.
It. Okay.
Hello?
You know, if somebody falsely makes a claim like that, is there any retribution for somebody?
No, honey, I've talked to them, answered their questions, and be done. They've already been counseled. Right, trying to get it. I get it. Everything.
So, like, I want to hear, like, from your side. I asked your husband, like, what is the deal with all the, like, the poisoning, the murder, the car bombing and stuff?
Okay. Well, his father died very unexpectedly after being in the hospital and having various scans that we took him to for he was having headaches. And they checked his heart and checked everything before he had a procedure that involved taking a piece of tissue from his lobe. And they checked him out. Everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks later, he dies unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm.
We were at the hospital, and they said, you know, basically, he was in ICU, everything's fine, everybody'd been there all day, everybody go home for the night, and 2 hours later, we're getting a call that he was dead. Like, nobody said, oh, there's a chance he might not make it through the night, or, you know, we were like, oh, you know, go home, and he was dead. So, They did an autopsy. Mm-hmm. My brother-in-law said it was his girlfriend, my brother-in-law's...
My brother, Ted Bernstein.
Girlfriend, companion, his mm-hmm. companion. Mm-hmm. That she, they put in poison allegations that she murdered him.
John, that police report?
Locked up the house and everything, because she was living there at the house. They locked up the house, they...
okay, so the children's paternal uncle made allegations that his girlfriend poisoned your dad.
My dad's girlfriend.
Your dad's companion.
Poisoned my
dad.
Right,
okay. So he passed away at 3 o'clock in the morning. By 8 o'clock that same morning, there were sheriffs at the house investigating a possible murder.
A coroner's report was done.
They did an autopsy. And when the heavy metals came back, everything was elevated higher than reportable.
Three times the arsenic level.
What were the findings? Just out of curiosity, it has nothing to do really with what was the findings of the law enforcement investigation?
The coroner?
Based upon
they're ongoing. I mean, this is ongoing.
Dad passed
fluid
in 2012.
Right now.
2012?
Yeah.
Correct
with yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And this is fluid. This is happening
report
right now.
Wasn't connected for like a year later.
Right.
Okay. Just curious.
Right. That's what all right. There's ongoing criminal investigations of other parties right now. They're very real. They led to an attorney confessing that he altered trust documents to Andrew Panzer at the sheriff's department. This is all. I can give you those police reports right now.
No. We're here for the children.
Oh, okay.
The siblings.
So fine.
Did you believe it was spectrum?
Most loved kids in the world.
Like
maybe 100 people will tell you. Schools will tell you.
We're just doing our due diligence to find out, like Officer Giamatti explained, right, Officer Giamatti?
Everybody's fine.
I'm going to go add notes on that one call.
Oh, your call?
And I'll be right back.
Yeah, fine, that's fine.
You anything else from your call?
No, I have two of the 5 kids, 2 were disinherited. Elliot and his 2 sisters were children that were beneficiaries, are beneficiaries, and the other 2 that weren't.
Name them.
Has Pam, Simon, and Ted Bernstein, who were written out of the wills because they received the family businesses. They're the ones who have, you know,
don't invent cool shit. That changes the world.
Attorneys, notary was arrested, and the law firm, and the court attorney was arrested and disbarred. So there's a lot of retaliation.
Well, it got closed. And then it
did get
right, and the coroner's report got closed. Then we found out that the coroner didn't run a heavy metal, so that got reopened to get the heavy metal. Now the heavy metals come back with arsenic 3 times reportable, etc.
So they're still investigating homicide.
They're asking Andrew Panzer to investigate. He's got 5 open investigations.
And then they're still open.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I'm thinking, who would have made a call? At this point, why now? Like you were saying earlier, why at this point?
The pressure is on so hard. This federal judge came back with that order. They're all panicking. This is the guy whose father wrote the RICO law. I'm in a RICO in New York, and I'm filing a RICO in his court. This is serious people going down. Some of the biggest names in the country are tied to it. The biggest
and
names.
Tell me
about it ties to the Madoff fund. It ties to the Stanford fund. My dad might have been talking to informants, which led to the Stanford mm-hmm. Ponzi being
that?
Exposed. He might have been killed for that. He's got a 30% interest in my patents. My 2 siblings who were cut out of the estate are disgruntled. They're the ones who tried to...
They blame you.
Was first broken into.
No, they... Right. They hated my dad. They were tipped off.
Necessarily do.
Yes, my brother is believed to be the one who helped get that car bomb in my car. Yes, and he was prior a drug addict who was living at my parents' home. His wife got eaten by dogs.
There's really a whole host of suspects.
Oh.
Wait till
you see who I'm suing. The most powerful people in the country.
As far as the immediacy of the car bombing thing, or the phone call here today, for example.
Well,
there's a whole host of anonymous people.
Correct.
Right. I see.
Well, I've got them all identified. I've got them all identified, and actually, if you read the court files, they're all being charged with my brother's in a world of shit. The new estate guy just walked into the court and said, Ted Bernstein's not a valid successor trustee, Your Honor. And this is from a lawyer. I think the lawyer's writing letters about these guys' criminal activities going on. From lawyers. This is real. So you know what I mean?
They're,
so now all those people do have a common thread to want me dead. plus the people who want me dead because they stole my patents and they're under investigation.
Yeah, I see.
And there's, right, I've testified before
it's
the House.
Like, it's almost like a shell game.
I've testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee on public office corruption. I was slated to schedule for Moreland Commission when that got blown apart. Now Preet Bharara, the U.S. Attorney in New York, took over all those investigations, and he's arrested Sheldon Silver and Dean Skelios, the two most powerful men in New York. Andrew Cuomo is probably next to go down. Actually, he was the first. They said he was the reason the other two were going down. We don't know why they haven't arrested him yet, but it looks...
Are you willing to take
well, the U.S. Attorney's already made threats to him that he would be. So these are all people directly tied to stuff going on in my life. If you read my website, you'll find out a whole world of stuff about me. Okay? I'm a public... You can go...
Yeah, I mean, whenever the allegations
well, then if that's the case,
wrong, I would ask.
I didn't realize you had a website that you've outlined a lot of this stuff.
The car bombing's right on the home page.
Then just about anybody in anybody could have called.
Oh, I know who called me that call.
Well,
that's
I'm
my
saying,
siblings.
Well, that's what I'm right. saying. I mean, it could
my brother and my sister trying
well, I mean,
to get out of
get,
their pen.
Yeah, you get,
or
you get,
their attorneys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
it,
exactly.
It could be a whole host of
yeah.
people that
right.
just want
right.
to stir the pot, so to speak.
And then we've got them all fingerprinted and named in the federal complaints. I'm suing
okay.
quite a lot of lawyers. I'm suing a few judges. Some heavy political names. It's serious stuff.
And that's all that I really need for now. Well,
okay,
I'm going to get you guys a business card.
Okay.
Good.
And put your cert number on it, please.
Yeah, my
okay.
badge number is on
yeah.
there. But I do, I saw Daniel and...
Where's Josh?
Yeah, Josh. I guess he wasn't in the class when I went there. He wasn't in class. I don't know if he has any specific class that he doesn't go through or something.
What time did you go? Or?
It was around 11:20, 11:30.
He's
lunch
at
yeah,
11:18.
That's what we...
Or
11:26
or something.
So.
Certainly
telling
you, isn't it?
Yeah, the timing.
That
officer just asked me about the... officer just asked me about the timing.
Can I swing back by later after three?
Yeah, beautiful timing.
Did you see Jake?
I saw him. I am going to see if he goes to the supervisor. Typically, we do interviews separately.
Probably
so
raising money to give money. They call every year for.
I mean, we already went to the school, so that's why I'm saying like when.
Then everybody tells me, don't do that. They're scams. You're not really.
Yeah.
Okay.
A certain
my heart.
Yeah. A certain percentage goes to the sheriff's office, but not the whole donation.
Well, I don't know how else to. I can't just
you
hand you money.
Stamps?
Yeah, you can.
You can.
you can. You could call up
okay.
a police department and say, if I want to make a donation, how do I do that?
And that goes all to you?
Yeah. That, generally, that's true.
So don't take these calls and just call and say,
I would
donate $100.
Yeah, a portion of that money goes to them.
Oh.
And a portion goes to the whatever charity.
Every time I do this,
yeah.
everybody says, you know, they send you some stickers, it
yeah.
all looks official.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody says
yeah.
anything.
They're an association to do that, but.
The association takes the money.
They take some percentage, we get a little, they get a little. Everybody's happy.
This next stage is
a
responsibility. You know, not how everybody's happy, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you wanted to donate directly, you could call the agency and say, hey, I'd like to donate directly. How do I do that? Who would I get in touch with?
And I'm going to put my name on the back here, my supervisor's
certain sheriff's offices, state retirement system, which is from...
Do any of the kids have any behavioral issues?
We have
okay.
Florida officers, so it's FOP.
Okay.
So it's a different association. So and we have different lodge numbers. So if you wanted to donate to the police department, they would probably ask you to donate to Lodge 35, 7 and that kind of thing, versus PBA, which would be sheriff's office.
I interrupt if I can.
Yes.
I don't want to talk to any of the kids without lawyers. Okay. Or without us present.
Okay.
So
yeah, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna speak with my supervisor.
Right, figure it out.
Yeah. I'm gonna see, you know, what she recommends that I do.
Protocol.
And,
protocol from that point forward.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And okay. then but I was just talking to your wife, and she's gonna give me a call when your other son gets home from school today, just so I can see him, and
okay,
then I'll
so
get some clarification from my supervisor.
I already saw, Jake.
You sure Jake?
How is he? How do you look?
You look good.
Healthy kid?
Yeah, we sure do.
He's
what?
Pretty cute.
Yeah.
He's got nice hair.
Yeah. No matter what he does to it, it looks good. It's not fair.
Well, what you're going to find is they're three of the sweetest kids. They've never really had any problems that, you know, are pervasive.
Pretty much that's
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a list of available resources in the community, and it's just separated based on home.
Sorry you caught me like this.
No,
I would have got dressed in a suit.
The thing is, barring any of your other issues that you got, generally what happens in these kind of things, the parents are willing to come in and ask, do what you got to do. Talk to me, you have to talk. You want me to step out? Step out.
Oh, I'm not asking you not to come to the house.
No, I understand.
For those reasons.
For whatever the reasons you have, I respect it. Okay. Point being is that generally, it's advised.
Right.
Generally, that's how it works.
Right.
And then we come in, sit down, say, hey, everything's fine. It's food in the refrigerator. The house is clean. Do I smell marijuana? No.
Okay.
You know, all these allegations? No. I'm fine. And we go away.
Okay.
Yeah.
But because you have certain concerns, she's going to look at
take
a different way
too.
Of handling it.
Good.
And explain that and then go from
good.
There.
Good. And you can talk to your supervisor.
However, she has to.
This is a strange situation.
It is.
It very well could be, you know, retaliation, and I'm going to be notifying people.
Even if it is.
Right.
The idea of walking in, checking out the environment, and unfounding the allegation by saying we came in and we unfounded.
I think what they're telling me is with counsel, I can do that.
However you guys
want
to handle it, DCF will talk with you and square it away.
Right. We
and
just don't
we only go out and accompany for their
okay.
safety. That's all, because people get excited. Oh my God, what are you here for? They don't want to deal with that. We just kind of go and handle it.
Okay, good.
Last form. This is just an acknowledgement form stating that I provided you with that information. So the NIPA policy, rights and responsibilities, which is the page with my phone number. You're not deaf or hard of hearing. You do not have any major hearing impairment.
That's the sickest thing. You should have identified as somebody.
State of
you are.
You
don't
have to tell me if there's a gun in the house, but if there's a
strange
place.
I mean, I would, if I was that kind of person, I'd make 50 calls today and say all my enemies are abusing their children because they're criminals.
I think Florida over the years has done it in different ways, different years. And they've run into trouble. Years ago, they ran into big trouble. So I think what they've done erred on the side of caution to say, you know what, be anonymous, we'll send someone out, we just want to make sure everybody's okay, safe. If there's anything else, we'll address it then. So, and I think that's what it is. Because years ago, we were having many, 10 or 12, 15. Children were dying in the place.
Okay.
And that was concern for everybody. So I think that's kind of where it stemmed from.
Okay.
How it's grown or how well it's grown, I can't tell you, but that's what I think we've got.
Okay, I think they're going
to... Oh, I saw him. Oh. Yeah, so I'm gonna clarify everything with my supervisor, see what she wants me to do in terms of the abuse, but I do definitely need to come back and see you, Joshua.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me grab you a business card.
Okay.
And one second.
All right. I think we're done.
Thank you,
sir. Gracie, thank you.
Officer.
Ma'am.
Candace.
Thank you. Nope, not at all. Not at all. I understand the circumstance. But that's how generally we...
Well, I would have had counsel. That's why I said, I'll come in, I'll be blah.
I understand.
Right. They just don't want me to not have counsel in all this. So.
I understand.
Thank you, sir. Welcome.
No problem. Good luck to you.
Yes.
Thank you. Got a lot going on.
Don't invent cool shit that changes the world. Okay? That's all I can tell you. It's a dangerous game. You'd never think that, but boy, it's crazy.
You have a lot going on, so as you are trying, you just be careful and be cautious. And,
I wrote in my notes reference the other thing that you understand.
I don't know.
That you understand to call 911 if there's an imminent threat.
Right.
You understand?
Right, You understand I was told by a federal judge.
We understand.
As needed. Absolutely.
As needed.
After
reading the report of
what's
going on.
Who's he talking to? I'm trying to talk to you at
what's
the same time. It's rather interruptive.
What's going on, Pat?
Okay,
I'm going to break it up with them. So it's all done. And if we got a record, that's all.
So you understand to call 911 if there's an emergency?
Yes. The immediacy.
Absolutely.
I got the document part.
Okay.
You got it?
Right.
Thank
you.
You
got the document?
You're gonna make it. You gonna make it part, or you want to give it back to me?
No, I want a part of the record. Thanks.
Well, I'm gonna give it back to you because there's no need. Okay, you just hold on to it for your personal records. Okay.
Okay, can I get a report number and everything, incident number?
Yeah, I'll give you that other form back.
Okay, sure.
The business card you also gave, do you have that?
It has our names on it.
Yeah.
There you go. Is that you, or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, one officer's obviously mad at me for making him stand in the rain.
This report is going to be primarily addressed. His report's going to address the 911.
Okay.
His little two-line thing.
Right.
My report is going to address this issue. It probably won't be closed out because there needs to be additional follow-up.
Okay.
But it'll basically say that we came to address some allegations. DCF met with one son, met with parents, discussed these allegations. So far, nothing appears to be substantiated. However, it's going to continue because two other children need to be interviewed.
Okay, great.
And leave it at that, okay. And then we'll see how
interview
that goes on.
You need to see him today, right?
Well, I'm going to see them tonight. I'm going to clarify, okay. Yeah, yeah, with my supervisor what she wants me to do in terms of the interviews.
Okay, an officer returns me.
Children with the parents present.
Yes, and the officer returns me the Blakey court document.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Very
so
good.
So when will that 9/11 report be ready?
After 3.
I don't know
okay.
exactly. Most of our reports are ready between 7 to 10 days.
Thank you.
I'm not the 9/11 report. I don't know if there's specifically
okay,
going
no
to be a report written per se versus added notes that you are not in any danger.
I'll give you the run number. So.
There's an event.
Put that down.
Yeah, I get it for you. But basically, what it is, we checked. There's nothing. There's no imminent.
Okay.
I explained to you. We interpreted the court order, and we went over it. There was no one in
yeah,
danger.
Say there's no readily apparent imminent danger.
Right. Please. I wrote it up already.
It.
I'll write a run number. We'll take care of it. Okay. And obviously,
he'll give you.
No, not right now. Because I still got to write it up.
Oh, okay.
Still finishing up. Bottom line is that you recognize, and ma'am, you as well, and you instruct your children if there's anything. Even just call 911.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We got
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay. Thank
okay,
you.
Great. Thanks. Thanks. Have a good day. Thank you.
Want that one number?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Sorry to make this thing in the rain. Oh, you know those lawyerly types. Otherwise, I would have made you pop. You know how these lawyers are.
Over there for a second, I'll be right with you.
Okay. Very interesting. Timing is just superb on their part, you gotta admit.
Well, it was in the office, and then when you called, maybe they would have come
to you. It was a total matter. Yeah, when they should be the ones who, them and their children, who they're teaching their children to become next line criminals. That was fascinating. This is Boca Raton Police and the Child Services something and something. Do you know her title? Child Services Department?
Department of Children and Family Services Investigator, DCF Investigator.
DCF Investigator. Department of Children, Family Services Investigator. I don't think so, because this sounds just like my brother and sister. Yeah, and it sounds like my brother and sister. But, you know, anything's possible with what's going on, obviously, so.
Well, also, are you doing
the that part is true, too. But, you know, these guys look like they're here honestly doing a job, so.
Yep. Well, they were company, the social worker.
Well, no, they also came for the 911 call.
I was. But they were going to come whether you called 911 or not.
with DCF, or that, yeah, because I hadn't got any notice of any of this yesterday, so that's kind of interesting.
Right, so it happened this morning. You went to the school without yourself, your permission, to interview your children.
Yeah, and I want to see what all these reports say, get them into the federal judge immediately. So they're saying 7 to 10 days. I think I'm going to call and get this rushed because of what's going on.
Go ahead, Kevin. Go ahead.
They interviewed one of them without our knowledge, even.
Or permission.
Or permission.
Okay.
That was Jacob.
So, Danny,
thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Jake did that the other night at a party and he got arrested for an empty cup, supposedly, that had beer in it, that there's no cup with beer or whatever. And so...
Yeah, but Elliot, you know...
Okay, we need to type that up to Blakey. So that's going to be interesting. I'm going to type this up to Blakey right now, and I'm going to tell him, hey, you told me to call these police. They came out here. They were pretty hostile about what's going on. They show up with... Department of Child Services, I'm supposed to some anonymous call. Okay, you know, that's fine, but you advised me if I thought my life was in imminent danger, and I do, and that's why I wrote that to you, that I was. Okay, well, it is imminent, Kev.